Hey, Breaks, it's Monday, January 26, 2015. Coming up on the program today, let's start the week off with granny porn. Plus, fat broads smothering faces, stab for Cheetos, and take a wild ride on the penis flume. All of this plus your voicemails today on the Distorted View Show. Kick it.
Push that Pornhub out.
There'll be a lot of ice storms, a lot of snow, and a lot of rain.
Don't slam the fucking door.
Shit, dildo. Shit.
Oh, no.
I give my best to Timmy, ooh, Henson.
Everybody, hey, Freaks, Tim Henson with you. This right here is Distorted View Daily. We are kicking off a new week of programs. Thank you so much for joining me. You know, over the course of the last 10 years, we have played so very many porno clips. They all kind of run together in my mind. I have a shitty memory to begin with, but there are a few that really stick out. They not only stick out, they stick with you. Like a fucking horror movie. Long after the audio has ended, you're still thinking about it. You wake up having nightmares about this fucking shit. One of these porno clips, I would say that's in that category, would have to be the Prune Brothers. For those of you who haven't seen this clip, oh, you've got to search for it. It's, let me describe it. It's where an old lady is having trouble shitting, right? And she's out of prune juice. Thankfully, in this fictitious world, there's a service where prune juice can be delivered right to your door thanks to the Prune Brothers. And so this old hag calls the Prune Brothers up, and instead of just drinking the juice, they taunt her with it. They're like, ha-ha, you're not getting the prune juice unless we can fuck you in the ass. Now, here's the thing, and I don't know if I've made this point before when we played the Prune Brothers clips. What's one thing you gotta be careful of when having anal sex? The shit dick. You don't want to get shit all over your dick. You know this old woman is constipated, is loaded up with feces. Your little turtle head's gonna be pushing up against a turd roadblock. At the very least, what's probably gonna happen is you're gonna pull out some mud, some peanut butter. You stick your dick up that dirty chimney, you're gonna pull out some coal. All right, but these guys don't care. They're gonna fuck the granny. Actually, I have a clip here from the Prune Brothers. We'll play just a little bit for you. Again, I'm not gonna play the whole thing. A lot of you guys probably remember this clip, but it's always fun to revisit. Here's Granny going into her refrigerator.
Ah! There's no prune juice!
And promptly freaking the fuck out. I mean, it's pretty clear why I originally wanted to play this clip here on DV.
Gotta take a shit so bad!
Uh-huh.
Call those Prune Brothers right now! Yeah, hello? This is Esmeralda. Is this the Prune Brothers? Yeah, you better get over here right now! I need prune juice right away. I'm so constipated, yeah! On Elmore Street. Yeah, come right now. Hurry up.
All right, so she calls over the Prune Brothers. Then they start fucking her. Let me play just a few seconds of that, and then we can move on. By the way, they use the prune juice as lube on their cock.
That's good. This is going to help clean me out real good.
Gross.
Looks like she's got an impactment, or we're going to have to lay her on the ground and move her up.
Fine acting all around. Now, the reason why I bring this up is to talk about the actress in this film. Her name is Kathy Jones, and after we played the Prune Brother clip here on DV originally, I became obsessed. I must have Kathy Jones. I want to fuck that granny pussy. No, not obsessed like that. Not in a Kathy Jones took out a restraining order against me type of way. Although I'm sure there's one out there. I'm looking for you, Kathy Jones. No, but, you know, occasionally I'll run across a Kathy Jones video clip. You freaks will send me links to Kathy Jones porn. I just love her voice and her acting and her worn-out
color. How are you?
Oh, I'm just relaxing. I'm great. How are you?
I'm good.
You're wonderful.
This is a much more subdued Kathy Jones. She's having a picnic by herself. She looks like she just came back from a funeral. She's dressed from head to toe in black. She's got like a black hat on and everything.
Well, thank you. I was just on my roof, retiling my roof, and I noticed you're out here just relaxing.
Yeah, I'm just taking this.
I feel so bad, not for Kathy Jones, that she has to take these clips, because after all, she's getting fucked by young, pretty good-looking guys. I feel bad for the good-looking guys who are trying to break into porn, and the only roles they can get are Kathy Jones roles. Literally, her stomach rolls. She's old, wrinkly, she's got some rolls going on down there. Now, they've got to fuck this old broad. It's very demeaning. And I understand the concept of paying your dues and all that jazz, but this is cruel. And here's the fact. These guys are such pros. They're able to get it up. You know they're not attracted to Kathy Jones. She's like 120. But somehow, miraculously, these dicks can respond to this withered, old, stinky, musty mess. Oh. Here he is, licking her pussy. Granny gonna get it? Granny gonna get it?
Oh, yeah. I love that.
What's interesting is her pussy has really become discolored due to old age. You know, she's got some gray pubes going on, naturally. Her pussy is kind of pink, but has turned. It's like meat that's been sitting out too long. Some of it has just become brown. Like, the middle has become brown.
Huh? Oh, baby, spit on me. Get on me, make me all nice and wet. Shove your fingers in my hole. And let me come. Oh, yeah. Oh, God. Oh, God. Come on now.
Come on.
Oh!
Come on. Come on. Come for me.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, God. Oh, me. Oh.
I'm sure the guy's like, okay, I made her come. That's a wrap, right? No. We're only 4 minutes into a 20-minute scene. Next, Granny's gonna give you a blowy. Now, here's the thing. I understand a mouth is a mouth, but still, when an old person is attached to it, you're gonna have trouble getting hard, and this guy sure did. Eventually, though, he's able to get it up. He's a pro, after all.
Oh, fuck yeah. Oh, yeah. Make that cock yours. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, mine.
Uh-huh.
She's got those old lady glasses with the chain that goes around so she can wear it around her neck.
Oh, fuck yeah. Suck that big hard cock. Oh, yeah.
The expression on his face is best described as pained. There's a pained look on his face.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I want to get my...
Yeah?
Yeah. Yeah, I want it in my cunt.
Yeah?
Yeah. Oh. Give it to me in my cunt.
Oh, you bastard old bitch. Oh, yeah.
I love hearing old people talk dirty. The comments on this video are interesting because there's two ways you come across Kathy Jones videos. One, you're searching specifically for Kathy Jones or granny porn, in which case you'll probably enjoy this clip. Other people who have just, you know, searched for standard terms like buttfuck are probably going to be disgusted. Like, ew, who wrote in, disgusting, I'll never sleep again after seeing this. On the flip side, there's Kubrick who says, I love to jerk off to Kathy Jones. I'd eat her meaty pussy and literally lick the shit out of her ass happily as I explode in her slutty mouth. Ta-da! All right, back to the clip here. It's been a while since we've devoted 10-plus minutes to a single porno clip. You know what's funny? Like, MSNBC or CNN rarely spends more than 10 or 15 minutes on a single issue. Like, you know, the Middle East crisis and shit. They gotta take commercial breaks. They gotta move on to the other top headlines. Meanwhile, I'm spending 15 minutes on an old broad sucking a dude's dick.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You want it?
Yeah.
Where do you want it?
In my cunt.
You want it in your cunt?
Yeah, my
broad?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah? I'm going to give it to you.
Oh, yeah. Let me have it, baby.
Oh, I'm going to give it to you. Oh, yeah.
Oh. She's really bad at sucking dick. She can't get past the head. Let's just move on to the fucking so we can wrap this up.
Fuck me till I come all over your cock. Oh, you little bitch. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, you little bitch. Baby, fuck me hard. Oh, God.
I'm your little granny bitch.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, God. Oh, oh, yeah. Oh.
Fuck me so hard, I'm incontinent. More incontinent than I already am.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, give it to me.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, give it to me, baby.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
This is making me a little queasy, I gotta be honest with you.
Oh. Oh, yeah.
But he comes like 7 times in this video. He's very turned on by Kathy Jones. And wouldn't you be? Listen to that voice.
I love how you fuck me.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I love how you fuck me. Oh, yeah.
So
just
sexy.
Fuck me.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Fuck me, baby.
Oh, yeah.
Baby, fuck me.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Fuck me deep.
Oh,
yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, just fuck me.
She reminds me of Bernie Troyer.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
When he's drunk.
Oh, God, baby, here I come.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Here I come.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
yeah. Oh, yeah.
She's a little near-dead midget. Now, compare that to Vern Troyer. Fuck me, midget. Fuck me, you little horny dwarf. Fuck my pussy. Fuck my pussy. Yeah. Now we're back to Granny. So he comes. And then he comes again, I guess, in her mouth.
It's so good.
Fuck every drop out. Yeah.
All right. Thank you, Kathy Jones.
I'll keep coming over and keep coming in your mouth. But right now, I got to get back to tiling my roof. So, Mrs. Kester, you have a great day.
Don't forget to leave me in your will. After all, that's the only reason to bang an old person. All right, moving on. What beauty pageant just aired? It was like Miss World or Miss Universe, something like that. At any rate, Miss USA was asked a question. That's my favorite part of these beauty pageants. When these bitches have to speak and try to think for themselves. All right, so here is a question that Miss USA had to answer.
If you were given 30 seconds to deliver a message to a global terrorist...
I'm going to have to stop right here for a second and ask you, what the fuck is this guy saying? All right, I understand this is a world competition, but this poor girl is living here in the United States. She speaks English. I think that's what he's trying to speak. It's obviously not his first language.
If you were given 30 seconds to deliver a message to a global terrorist...
Okay, I got something about 30... If you were given 30 seconds to what?
To a global terrorist, what would you say?
Something about a table rest.
Okay. If I was given 30 seconds to give a message to the global terrorists...
Is that the question? How did she get that? This is a bright girl. I hope she was the winner of this pageant, because she's got some brains on her.
If I was given 30
translate
seconds...
Translate that fucking Spanish mumbling.
...to give a message to the global terrorists. Is that what you said? Okay.
Right, so the question is, if you had 30 seconds to talk to global terrorists, what would you say?
I would just say that, you know, I know as Miss USA, I can always spread a message of hope and love and peace. And so I would do my very best to spread that message to them and everyone else in the world.
They would blow your head off.
Okay. Thank you, USA.
Bye. We'll send you back over there.
People applauded that answer. As Miss USA, I spread love everywhere, so I'd be like, guys, put down the guns, I'll let you fuck me. sadly, that method might just work. I've got one more short clip to share with you, and then I promise we will do the news. Here is a fat woman, we're talking 350 pounds fat, sitting on a girl. You can't hear her mouth. You can't hear the screams because the fat broad is literally sitting over her head. So all you hear are the legs. Oh, there she is. Please, I gotta breathe. I'm sorry. When you get to the point, like 350, 400, 500 pounds, and you sit, like she's wearing a thong, too, and she's sitting right down on the head of the woman, I don't care how careful you are about wiping, how thorough you are, how you shower, there are going to be some smells trapped in that very large crevice that is it's going to be unpleasant. The woman is crying now. Her stomach has a butt. She's got butt stomach. Give you an idea of how big this lady is. And she's going back in for more. She's throwing her around the bed like a rag doll. It's like you ever see those gorillas that go crazy and start flinging humans around? They're so powerful. To avoid being called racist, I'm not going to tell you the ethnicity of the fat woman here. And there she goes. She's, God damn it, those cheeks cover. The woman's head is in between the cheeks. The left cheek and the right cheek are drooping over the sides of the woman's face. Again, it's hard for her to yell. A little more here. Oh, I think she just farted. By the way, if you wanted to hear fart crush porn, you should have listened to yesterday's Sideshow exclusive program. There was also vomit and pussy porn. You missed a lot on yesterday's Sideshow exclusive program. All right. Well, here she goes. Like a horror film. Pass out. I love hearing women struggle. Big fat ass smothering them. All right, and with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, and fucked up news right now. All right, guys, if you've listened to the show in the past few months, you know that my sponsor, Adam and Eve, they've been great to Distorted View over the years. They changed their coupon code recently. It used to be you get 50% off just about any item. Then they changed it to you get like a whole variety of free gifts. But some freaks were upset because they really liked that 50% off code. Well, I've got some great news for you. For a limited time only, it is back. Now, here's the deal. I begged Adam and Eve to give me this coupon code back, and they said, Tim, here's the deal. You've been using the same 50% off coupon. Why do I keep saying coupon? I said that earlier today before the show. Whatever. I had that 50% off coupon code, and, you know, over the years, the usage of that sort of dropped. You know, a lot of people bought whatever they were going to buy from Adam and Eve, and that was it, so we changed up the coupon code. If you prove to me, and I guess Adam and Eve, with your wallet, that this is a coupon code you will continue to use, they might give it back. They might make it permanent once again. As of right now, though, I've got a great deal for you this Valentine's Day. You can make this Valentine's Day one that you both will never forget, assuming you're with someone. If you're alone, it's going to just be an awful Valentine's Day regardless. All right, I've got an amazing offer from AdamandEve.com. Through Valentine's Day, you're going to receive 50% off! Ta-da! It's back! Just about any item. Just go to adamandeve.com. Use coupon code FRINK. You're going to find over 18,000 adult entertainment products, including toys, lingerie, and a seemingly endless selection of adult DVDs. But wait, there's more. With every order, you're going to receive a free romance kit. So now we're giving away 50% off, right? Plus gifts! That's the best deal ever! All right, you're going to get a romance kit. The romance kit includes a toy for him, a massager for her, and a little something I think you'll both enjoy, plus a free adult DVD. All right, this is the best deal I could finagle, right? You're not going to do any better than this. 50% off just about any item, a free adult DVD, a romance kit. That includes a toy for him, a massager for her, and then something you both can enjoy. Plus free shipping! Oh my god! You know I'm not blowing smoke up your ass. For years I've been promoting Adam and Eve. A lot of you guys have taken advantage of these 50% off coupons or the promo code. And when it went away, you heard the voicemails. People were pissed off. I'm not just, you know, talking out of my ass here to get you to use this coupon code. This is something you want. Check out adamandeve.com today for this special Valentine's Day offer. Get 50% off one item, free romance kit, and free shipping when you enter offer code FREAK, FREAK, that's FREAK, at adamandeve.com. You better use that coupon code. Those people over there are so annoyed with me bugging them. All right, three very quick stories. First up, Sarah Palin is in the news. Quote, "The man can only ride you when your back is bent." That's a direct quote from Miss Palin. I don't know what the fuck it means. You try to decipher it. She was rambling incoherently in Iowa after her teleprompter froze. The timing couldn't have been worse for old Sarah, because she, just a day prior, declared interest in a 2016 run. Please, God, yes. We need this to happen. So much fodder for the program. Republican firebrand Sarah Palin is rarely at a loss for words, but became unmoored on Saturday in Iowa after her teleprompter froze and left her without portions of her prepared speech. The 2008 Republican vice presidential nominee flipped through a binder of notes and strung together a series of one-liners. That's what she does best. And some of them made little sense. Actually, I believe I have some video here of that. Let's take a listen. Let's see if we can figure out the exact moment her teleprompter went down.
It must change. Things must change for this cover. Our government, look at it. It isn't too big to fail. It's too big to succeed. Mm. It's too big to succeed so we can afford no retreads, or nothing will change with the same people and same policies that got since the status quo, another Latin word, status quo.
Sarah Palin using those big Latin words. I think at this point the teleprompter's down.
And it stands for, man, the middle class, everyday Americans are really getting taken for a ride. That's status quo. And GOP.
Someone's been brushing up on her Latin.
GOP leaders, by the way, you know, the man can only ride you when your back is bent.
She's sort of like all over the place now. You know, she's just sort of firing off one-liners, like the story said. Look, you can't force a crippled man to do the Charleston. Yay! That's right, Sarah, you can't force a crippled man to dance the Charleston. What the fuck is she talking about here? All right, let's try this again.
The man can only ride you when your back is bent.
Well, obviously, that man hasn't been ridden by me. I can do it standing up!
So strengthen it! Then the man can't ride you. American won't be taken for a ride because so much is at stake. And we can't afford politicians.
Oh, so she's blaming it on the man. She's like, what the fuck is she saying?
So strengthen it!
Strengthen your back so you stand up straight and you stop relying on government handouts. See, I can sort of figure out what she's trying to say here.
Then the man can't ride you. American won't be taken for a ride because so much is at stake. And we can't afford politicians playing games like nothing more is at stake than, oh, maybe just the next standing of theirs in the next election.
I don't don't think this was as bad as everyone's making it out to be. Yeah, she's rambling like a lunatic, but how is that any different from any other fucking politician? All right, eventually Palin returned to one of her time-worn themes. Lamestream media journalists who have classified her as a low-grade intellect selling weak sauce since Arizona Senator John McCain tapped her as his running mate nearly 8 years ago. She seemed to be blaming her fellow Republicans for letting her get clobbered. The 2016 election, she said, is a war for the sovereignty of the United States of America. We don't sit on our thumbs next time when one of our own is being crucified and falsely accused of whatever the hit accusation of the day happens to be. Racism, sexism, whatever. She doesn't speak very eloquently. Her appearance at the gathering of grandees came not long after telling the Washington Post she is seriously interested in a presidential bid come the 2016 races. Second story I have for you today. This is a very short one from North Carolina. A man faces charges after he allegedly stabbed a convenience store clerk, over a bag of Cheetos. They are delicious. A magistrate's order. Is that a thing? Are there magistrates here in the United States? I thought that was something that was over there in England or something. We have judges here. A magistrate's order alleges that Thomas Earl Mercer, 33, took the jalapeno-flavored snacks, which cost $1.49, and stabbed the woman with a black folding knife when, according to police, she confronted him. It all happened at around 3 a.m. on Sunday, of course. No one kills over Cheetos in the afternoon. This is like a after-the-bars-close nighttime activity. Hey, real quick, this has nothing to do with the story I'm reading, but, you know, there's that huge blizzard hitting New York City as we speak. You know who's been oddly quiet? Frankie McDowell, the retarded weatherman in Nova Scotia. My name is Frankie McDowell, my own weather station! You know that guy? It's hard to take him seriously as a weatherman if, you know, he's not going to be consistent with his reports. This is a major news story. Let me search for him. He should have popped up on my YouTube alerts, you know, if he's been posting stuff. Well, it looks like he posted... He did post something today. Let's take a listen.
This is Frankie McDowell, my old TV station, live in Sydney, Nova Scotia. Massive blizzard is headed towards Massachusetts on Tuesday.
Hold on. I'm sorry. What state is that in?
Blizzard is headed towards Massachusetts on
Massachusetts.
Tuesday, January 27th, 2015. Massive blizzard will start on Monday, January 26th. 2015 during nighttime hours. It's going to bring up to 50 plus centimeters of snow in the state of Massachusetts, including Boston. It's going to hit, also going to hit Brockton and Springfield, Massachusetts. Well, it's going to be zero.
What about New York? New York City, one of the largest cities in the United States. Why are you focusing on Massachusetts?
Zero visibility, blow the drifted snow. It's going to be massive blizzard conditions.
I will say this about Frankie. When he gives you a weather report, you listen. Like, I'm fucking scared at this point.
State of Massachusetts.
He gets me worked up about the weather.
Including Boston as well. It's going to be massive blizzard's gonna be big, huge snow drift's gonna be blowing and drifting snow. It's gonna snow sideways in Boston, Massachusetts, and the surrounding areas as well. It's gonna.
I would love to hear a real meteorologist say shit like that. It's gonna snow sideways!
Bring a lot of.
How bad is it gonna get tonight? It's gonna fucking snow sideways!
Snow! Sets low pressure system is intensifying. It's going to move up the east coast of the United States. That's going to cause massive blizzard conditions in greater Boston area on Tuesday.
His poor parents.
January 27th.
He's in his bedroom when he's doing this report. His parents are probably next door.
2015. It's going to bring a lot of snow
Thank you, Frankie. It's good to see he's on top of this story, kind of. Like, he missed the most important part, that, you know, New York City was going to get slammed. He's focusing on Massachusetts, or whatever. All right, where are we at here? Yes, this all happened at around 3 a.m. on Sunday. We're back to the Cheetos attack at the Hannah Stop and Shop. Mercer was arrested in Moore Square a short time later on felony charges of robbery with a dangerous weapon and assault with a deadly weapon with intent to kill. The 22-year-old woman was taken to a local hospital for treatment of an injury that was not life-threatening. Mercer was jailed under a $250,000 secured bond. And finally, today, freaks, a whole nude world. Yes! Not Disneyland, but a sex theme park with giant penis rides is to open in Taiwan. A sex theme park where tourists can ride giant stone penises with realistic scrotums is currently under construction in Taiwan as we speak. The park will be called Romantic Boulevard and will include an outdoor garden filled with erotic sculptures of mammoth phalluses, or phalli, as well as statues of people and animals making love. The mastermind behind the sex park also hopes to build a hotel, a love hotel, in case all that penis drives guests wild with desire. I have no idea why you would have your wedding at this park. It sounds like something I would do, though. The park will also include a scenic area for wedding photos. I'm not sure where that area is in relation to the giant fucking stone cocks. All right, whatever. There's a scenic area for wedding photos, and it's to be based on South Korea's popular Jeju Park. We want people to fall in love with Taiwan, as well as fall in love while in Taiwan, said Shi Chao Hui, the deputy director of the local tourist office. He, I guess it's a he, claims that 200,000 visitors have already come to marvel at the giant dongs and hopes to build a hotel into the park. Oh, they're not looking at the penises. Dongs is the last name of a family that lives in the area. They're all over 6 feet tall, which in Taiwan is considered giant. The giant dongs. All right, They hope to build a hotel into the park, just in case visitors want to turn their feelings into actions. She poo-pooed suggestions that the park's avenues of male members might offend visitors. Yeah, it's a fucking sex park. Cock is not going to offend anyone. Look, we are in the business of tourism, not education or religion, so the question should be, will the park generate business opportunities? And we believe the answer is yes. So there you go. That's what's happening in Taiwan and your world today. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. Yeah, don't forget to sign up for the Sideshow, superfreaksideshow.com. It is DV's member site. Did an exclusive show this past weekend, and tomorrow we'll have some exclusive stuff for you as well. Maybe an extended show or a video cast or something. Then, of course, Wednesday we do exclusive shows, Friday exclusive programs, shit like that. All right.
You were recently asking if any of your freaks were trannies. I myself am a tranny.
No, you're not.
And you wanted to know what.
First of all, a tranny would be offended that I... A tranny wouldn't say tranny. Second of all, you've called into the show many times. I don't believe you're a tranny for a second.
If any of your freaks were trannies, I myself am a tranny. And he wanted to know what we smelled like. Well, I can tell you that we smell like a mixture of boiled eggs, toenail clippings, and ball sweat.
Oh.
I'll take my question off the air.
All right. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Hey, Jimmy Boop.
Is that boiled eggs? Boiled eggs and toenails. Do you ever grow out your toenail? My toenails always get really long because, you know, I don't look at my toenails very often and I forget to clip them. And then eventually I do and they're big, big toenails. Sometimes I'll take them and I'll sniff them just to see, like, what's going on underneath my toenail? What's doing down there? It's never good, but not shockingly bad. I'm always afraid to do stuff like that because I'm afraid that I'll really start liking the smell in a weird way, and then I'll just find myself every time I clip, I clip my toenails, I'll just start smelling it, and then it becomes like an obsession, and then this weird thing, and then like a couple years down the line, I'm just like sniffing my fingers and my feet on like public transit and shit, and I'm taking my shoes off and socks off and
smelling my toenails, lifting my feet up to my nose and stuff. I could see that happening. All right, I don't know what the hell I'm talking about. I'm tired.
Hey, Jamie Boo, it's Fired X. Hey, I had a question for you. I'm listening to the January 12th show, and you said that you put a nut butter on your desk and your teacher went to the ICU, but you kind of alluded that it was kind of your fault, but you never really said it was your fault. So I'm curious, did you do that, or was that on purpose? Maybe subconsciously?
Look, it happened more than once, and I honestly, I don't remember if it was me that did it. I do remember I loved Little Debbie Nutter bars or whatever the fuck they were called. Anything with peanut butter I loved, so it very well could have been me. But it's something we all plotted.
Hey, Tim, it's VSP, and I really do hope this is old news.
But hey, VSP sent me a great package. I completely forgot to talk about this on the show, and I apologize. I think he mentioned it on the program before. Sent me this great tie-dye T-shirt with a Distorted View cock on it. It says Distorted View, but it's in the shape of a penis. I will post that on our Twitter account, probably our new Twitter account at Extreme DV, all one word. That's where I post all the horrible, not safe for work links. So if you are, if you're a fan of Distorted View and you don't mind cocks and pussies and disgusting stuff like that, you can add at Extreme DV. But then if you're just a fan of DV but you don't want a lot of weird stuff coming through, just add the normal Distorted View account at Distorted View.
The timer reaches you, and I apologize if it is. However, I am concerned for your physical safety. See, it came to light that over the Christmas holiday, one of the younger Duggar family cum stains has received a shotgun for Christmas.
Of course.
Now, hopefully he just blows his own head off. Lord knows I would in that family. But I think this is a message to you, because God knows you guys have the most loving relationship ever. So, I would recommend build a bunker and buy some guns. If you need some advice, hit me up. And as you are staring out at the sea of writhing afterbirth and stale jizz that is the Duggar family as they assault your compound, just remember this. More holy is better than big hole. Just keep shooting.
All right.
Good luck. Good shooting.
Thank you very much, VSP gun enthusiast.
Abus, spiral hand fucker. So we should do a new segment, man, like Therapy with Tim. You know, this is cheap, almost free therapy.
Yes,
well, it is free.
I know everything. I mean, you know how well I'm running my life, so I'm ready to help other people.
You know, you just
live as successfully and happily as me.
Talk, and I can't even hear you. So, three. I'm not going to press three. That's why I'm thinking three. I'm not going to press three and recorrect this shit over and over.
Oh, boy.
Tim, this is the Spiral Handflogger. Do a new segment, Therapy with Tim.
Okay.
So, when I was a kid, and this is true, this is real, I was walking over. It's funny because my mom was taking us to school, and I walked home, and my sister didn't. And my mom said some bullshit that builds character. And one day, coming home from school, this older kid pretty much fucked my legs, you know, like above my dick, you know. Like he held my legs together under the wash, an overpass under the wash. I was scared, man. I got my ass kicked. And he held my legs together and fucked me. I saw him come on the concrete. And he asked me if I wanted to fuck him, and I was like, you know, I didn't have hair on my dick. I was like, no, I, you know, and to this day, that's fucking really bad. But I, you know, so I'm a little fucked up. So Therapy with Tim, anyone want to, anyone?
Well, honestly, this sounds like a great idea, and I can help you out. The problem is I need to talk to you because I have some questions. I have some questions about how he fucked your leg because I'm not exactly sure. He said above the cock he fucked you? That doesn't make any sense. Was I heard that wrong? Because your legs pretty much end at that region. And, you know, it's funny because you're calling in. Obviously, you're kind of making a joke about this. But it has obviously affected you because you remember it and you thought to call me about this. So in your mind, you've got some hang-ups about this. Or, you know, you're still thinking about it. Here's what I suggest. Amputate your legs. It's the only way you're going to be able to clean yourself. You know what I'm talking about. No matter how hard you scrub your legs, you still feel dirty. You can still feel that cum wad dripping down, gloopy, all gloppy. You know how cum is. What kind of animal was this? Like, First of all, I can't understand this. So you were outside. Some guy just runs up to you, starts grinding up against your leg. I guess he pulls down his pants or something. Starts rubbing up and down your thigh. And then blows his load on the sidewalk? See, I really should do a special. I like this idea, therapy with Tim, but I need to have you on the line because I need to get some more information out of you. But very good idea. Thank you very much, Spiral Hamfucker. That is all the time we have on this edition of the show. Want you guys to email me, show@distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. A voicemail line for you. 206-666-4463. That's 206-66. Oh, God. Is it oh, God?
Oh, God, baby. Here I come. Here I come. Oh, yeah.
Spread the distortion. Tell all your friends about the podcast. Don't forget to rate us and review us on iTunes. I'll see you back tomorrow for the Tuesday show. Until then, have a great day. Bye, everybody.
We're surrounded by freaks. Why won't the police do anything?
Say the prayer. God grant me the wisdom to accept the things I can't
change.
And to change the things I cannot accept.